Last week, I was having lunch at Block 69 at Bedok South over a plate of roast meat. Let me tell you this, this store roast meat got standard. Anyway, what caught my attention wasn't just the food. It was a conversation I overheard between two guys talking about property investment. Here, let me call them A and B. A was proudly sharing that he bought a condo in the Tanah Merah area when it was first launched. Most recently, he sold it and made a huge profit. He was very confident, saying that he macam like a property guru. Whatever he touched, all turned into gold. He even told his friend this, sell HDB, invest in private condo, just like me. Confirm make money one. In Singapore, how to lose money? The government will never let property price drop. Here, sound familiar, right? Upon hearing this, make me feel very uncomfortable. Because while property prices in Singapore have been strong, assuming you can't lose money is a dangerous mindset. So, I got curious, was this property guru Tanah Merah condo purchase a sure win? To find out more, I compared 6 condos around the same area, a mix of old and new, leasehold and freehold, and look at how they performed from 2018 to 2025 using HPROP data. Before we start, who will what more? Make a guess. I'm very sure the majority of you will guess it wrongly. First condo, The Glaze. This is a 99 years leasehold condo right next to Tanah Merah MRT station. In 2018, it was trading around 1422 PSF. Today, it's hovering around 1742 PSF. That's the 23% gain. Not bad, decent appreciation. Fair return in my opinion. Now, for the newest kids on the block, Grandeur Park Residence was launched back in 2017 to 2018. Prices averaged 1545 PSF. By 2025, it has already touched 2,000 per square feet, a 28% increase. Buyer who enter at launch all make huge money. Excellent result for the new launch. That is why many so-called property experts use this project as a barometer for property investment. Unfortunately, its neighbor, Eco, didn't perform as well. Only around 12% growth. Why is that so? One possible reason, a high number of smaller units. This usually means more tenanted unit and possible weaker resale demand from January home buyers. Let's take a look a little further down. Further south, we have Laguna 88, a relatively unknown condo. This is a 99 years condo completed in 2000. Back in 2018, it was doing only 905 PSF. Today, it's really transacting around 1189 PSF, a solid 31% gain. Here, I personally like this older condo. Low rise, quiet surrounding, spacious layout. Feel like real condominium living, in my opinion. Sadly, that can't be said for many newer ones. Now, my favorite condo, Bedok Court, is an aging 99 years condo that TOP in 1985, with only 56 years of lease. I love its design, majestic, and an iconic development that deserves conservation, just like Goldemar Complex. 5 years ago, prices were around 642 PSF. Today, they are shooting up 1,000 per square feet. That's a 57% increase. Surprise, right? As I always say, never underestimate older condos. Lastly, the only freehold condominium in our comparison, Pebbery Hill Condominium, was completed in 1997. In 2018, it was doing 1209 PSF. By 2025, it's ready 1740 PSF, or the 44% gain. Freehold projects like this tend to hold their value very well, especially with nice elevated sea view. So, here's the recap of performance of the 6 condo. The biggest winners, obviously, is Bedok Court. The oldest among them. The worst performance, Eco Law. Anyway, if I ever bump into that self-proclaimed property guru again, I might just tell him this. Maybe not everything he touched turned into gold after all. He could have easily doubled his profit if he has chosen Bedok Court instead of Grandeur Park Residence. Here, do you agree with me? Kindly share your thoughts here with me.